Thoughts on the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 30 and the 12th verse. A dire judgment. Now, I was in two minds, a dire judgment or a dire opinion, but I've stuck with judgment. Actually, there's two views here. There is an opinion and there is a judgment. All become clear. Proverbs 30, verse 12. This is what it says. There are those who are pure in their own eyes, and yet are not cleansed of their filth. There are those, this is the context of verse 11 and then verse 12, those who are pure in their own eyes, and yet are not cleansed of their filth. You can see what I mean. In their own eyes, that's an opinion. But in the reality, there's the judgment. There are those who think this way about themselves. But the real standing they have, their real state, their real condition, is something very different. So I say two judgments or opinions. What we have here is a man thinking of himself and what God thinks of him. There's the opinion and there's the judgment. There's the mistake and there's the reality. In my own eyes, in God's eyes. So we have self here. People say, how are you? Now, in America, the answer to that question, how are you? Good. Now, we don't like that in the UK, because that sounds as though you're saying, I'm perfect, or something like that. When all it means is, I'm doing okay, thank you, I'm well. In our country, in the UK, how are you? We would say, very well, thank you, that kind of thing. Just thinking, this is just a way of making a conversation. But the truth is, deep down, we all think well of ourselves. We're narcissistic in that sense. We think well of ourselves. I'm okay. I can cope. I can run my life. I'm all right. All this talk of sin and filth in the sight of God, this vileness in the sight of God, this wrath of God, all that's by just cranks. I'm as good as anybody else. I'm pure in my own eyes. This is what the thought is. You see, verse 12, it says it very clearly here. There are those who are pure in their own eyes. You only got to go around a graveyard or read the obituary columns, and it would seem that, take the graveyards. I don't know where they bury the ungodly, because everybody in the graveyard, judging by the epitaphs, must have died in a wonderful state. They've all gone into glory, they're all reunited in bliss, and so on and so on. I think this is the opinion of men. I'll get through, I can cope, I don't know what all the fuss is about. I don't know where they talk about all this being sinners and so on comes from. The obituaries and the epitaphs are all full of their goodness and their competence at all. But you see, self-recommendation is no praise. What is the reality? Opinion is one thing, but in God's eyes, this is what verse 12 means, and yet are not cleansed of their filth. We are sinners in God's sight. We may not agree with it, we may deny it, we may laugh at it, we may mock at it, we may joke at it, and all the rest of it. But the truth is, in God's eyes, none of us passes muster. We're all condemned. We're all condemned as sinners. Beware of living on a false hope, on a false judgment, a false opinion. The only judgment that really counts, the only judgment that matters, is what God says of me. What God says to me. David saw it in Psalm 51. Against thee, and thee only have I sinned. Well, he sinned against Uriah. He sinned against Bathsheba. He sinned against himself and all the rest of it, yes. But it was against God. And that's the secret of it. It's what you are in the sight of God. Thou God, seest me. That can be a comfort for the believer. But what a warning to the unbeliever.